We are halfway to the weekend. Good afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and congratulations to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the new president of the United States. It came in the very early morning hours. I stayed up late last night, as many of you did, and our congratulations to Donald Trump. As far as we know, it was a fair election. This is the United States of America, and we accept the results of the election. Donald Trump is president. There's a lot to talk about as we just review the election, but also I want to remind you that we are live this afternoon at a brand new bank in Gretna, Bonvenue Bank in Gretna. Now, Bonvenue Bank used to be Citizens National Bank, and that's an old name, so they're changing the name from Citizens National Bank to Bonvenue Bank. There's been one in Metairie, one in Mandeville, one in Baton Rouge, and now there's one in Gretna. And there are reasons why you should consider them for your bank. I don't know where you're banking right now, but there's a possibility that you should move your money, your checking account, your savings account, the things that you do, you should move them to Bonvenue Bank. And we're going to be talking about that on the show this afternoon. But I'm glad you're with us. There's going to be a lot to talk about while we're on location and while we will be talking about this exciting new bank and a great new addition to Gretna. We're at 2000 Belchase Highway. I also need to talk about the election and some aspects of the election. I wrote a blog about this. It should be posted on our website, WWL.com. It should also be on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it, and I will share some of your comments from the Facebook page this afternoon. So it's time to move on. I mean, I feel a sense of relief. The election's over. It was not so close that we're now trying to figure out who the winner is. Donald Trump won convincingly. It was a convincing victory. And America spoke. And the polls were not accurate. Again. So, you know, the pollsters are going to have to kind of figure out what they need to do to better survey America if the polls want to have any credibility at all. But, you know, I don't like the polls because I don't like people following the lead. A lot of people want to be with the winner in any situation in life. And so if people aren't sure and somebody is ahead in the polls, there are people who will jump on the person who's in the lead. I think it would be good if we just never knew who was in the lead. And so now, with the polls being wrong again, it doesn't matter what the polls say. We can kind of disregard the polls. So, the map by 10 p.m. last night, the map looked very much like the map in 2016 when Trump won. And it was obvious at that point, by 10 p.m. last night, it was obvious to me that Donald Trump was going to be the next president of the United States and give him credit for winning the election. But there are a lot of questions raised about Kamala Harris. This was a solid victory by Donald Trump. But Kamala Harris proved to be an easy opponent for him to beat. And we can talk about that this afternoon as well. And I'm sure the Democrats are talking about that. The Democrats need to figure out who the hell they are, because they obviously don't know. And they need to figure out who they are. They need to figure out a direction. And the Republican Party is now defined by Donald Trump and has been for some time now. So, again, I think there's a lot of interesting things to talk about this afternoon. And if you want to join us with your comments, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. So we are live from Bonvenue Bank in Gretna. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He is back at the studio this afternoon. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well. I've seen some photos of the bank over there. It looks like a nice place.
Oh, well, it's really, really nice and clean. And we're in one of the most comfortable settings. You know, we go out on remote to a lot of different locations. We're in a really comfortable setting right now. We're in a conference room, and we've got the whole room to ourselves. And there's a lot of nice things here. So,
yeah,
we're going to be talking about this because, you know, it's a lot of competition when it comes to banks, and maybe there's a reason you should move your money and move your checking account to Bonvenue Bank, and we'll be talking about that this afternoon. How late did you stay up last night?
I was up until about 3 last night. I was able to kind of fall asleep when I wanted to, and I got to sleep in a little bit, so, you know, I'm feeling okay. you know.
Yeah, I fell asleep. I did fall asleep. I did doze off early, and then and woke back up when you know more results were coming in. But you know, interesting results, and you know, I think there's a at least for me, there's a sense of relief. There's a sense of relief that it's over.
Oh, totally. No, I'm right with you, brother. I think I've been saying this to anyone who asked. I said, I just hope it's over fast. You know,
yeah.
Everybody's going to vote the way they want to do. The people have spoken. But I am so, so grateful that there is not this added layer of conspiracy and uncertainty. And this isn't going to drag out into, you know, next week and next month. It's like, OK, everybody understands where we are at right now. And that's a thing that to be grateful for.
Right. And America has spoken.
Yeah,
and there were obviously groups of voters, which we'll talk about, that were not considered by the pollsters. And so we got one view from the pollsters, and then we got reality last night with Trump's victory. But, you know, regardless of what my opinions have been, I accept this voice from America, and I accept that America has chosen, as I have in the past. Sometimes I agree with the vote. Sometimes I don't agree with the vote. But I have always accepted the vote, and I have always respected the office of presidency. Even when Donald Trump was president, I've always respected the office of the presidency, and I hope we can all do that. I'm also very glad that there is no contention, that there's no reason for any violence, and I think all of that's good. I think there's something kind of humorous about, and I talked about how stupid this was, but I think there's something kind of humorous about Donald Trump before the election saying the election's rigged and there's voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if that was true, then why would we even accept his victory? And I said, that's ridiculous to say that before the election. And I said, because what if he wins? And he did win. So all of that stuff that he was saying about a rigged election and voter fraud, obviously, he didn't really believe that because, you know, nobody's talking about that today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So do we have some early texts to get to? Before
yeah, I do. Let's see. Here's one that just says, hey, Scoot, polls and celebrity endorsements both need to just go away.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it when it happened, but I never thought Beyonce. I never thought Bruce Springsteen. I never thought any of the people who were standing up for Kamala Harris or any of those who were supporting Donald Trump. I don't think celebrity endorsements work. You know, Bruce Springsteen provided entertainment for the people who were there, but I don't think that he swayed any votes. I mean, it's great if you go to a Kamala Harris rally and you get Bruce Springsteen music to entertain you. That's cool with Bruce Springsteen, but I don't think that changes any votes.
I got some of these are literally making me laugh. Here's a text that says, I'm hearing a constant whine coming from your station. And I thought, oh, man, there must be something turned on. It's in the wrong place or some knob is broken. And then they say, oh, my bad, it's coming from Ian, LOL. That really did make me laugh. Hey, if you want to get your text message read today, make me laugh. That's my challenge to you. Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, let's all of us calm down and have hope. Because where else but in the USA in 3 weeks can you go from working to McDonald's to becoming president of the United States?
That's funny.
I'll leave you with this one. So I guess Trump can make that call to Putin and stop the war in Ukraine anytime now. And he can stop that nonsense in the Middle East while he's at it.
Well, you know, Donald Trump said a lot of things on the campaign trail. Now, is he going to live up to these things? That's up to him. But he did say a lot of things on the campaign trail. He made a lot of promises. He said he was going to do a lot of things. Really, day one, immediately, as soon as he takes office in January. So we'll have to see if all of that does happen. And, you know, the pressure's on him to fulfill the promises and to fulfill the things that he said during the campaign. We'll have to see if that becomes reality. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oak and Hart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So we're live from Bonvenue Bank in Gretna, and as I mentioned, this used to be a Citizens National Bank. There was one in Metairie, one in Mandeville, and one in Baton Rouge. They're also up in the northern part of the state, Shreveport. But you know, for our listeners, you may be familiar with the branches in Metairie, Baton Rouge, and Mandeville. But now it's Bonvenue Bank. And it's a, you know, it's two words coming, two French words coming together. And it's basically, you know, hey, welcome, you know, this is good and welcome. And it's about a progressive attitude with a bank. And, you know, sometimes you can be with a bank and a bank's been in business for a long time and they might be local, but they might be very stodgy in what they do. They might be very stodgy. They might be very set in their ways. That might not benefit you. Even if you just have a savings account or a checking account or both, maybe you're looking for a place to do a mortgage. You know, there are a lot of reasons why you should at least consider Bonvenue Bank, born and built in Louisiana. And they work every day to unlock ways to present great potential for people and for businesses as well. I mean, if you're a business and you need a loan, you want to increase your business, Bonvenue Bank is interested in doing business with you. And since they're new with this name change, they're going to be more interested in the bank that you're with, maybe, in doing business with you. So these are all things to consider. All right. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm so glad that the election is over. I mean, this is a positive thing. Now, if we can just find a way to get rid of those Medicare commercials on TV, that would be nice too. But right now, the election is over. And when we come back, we've got a special song for Kamala Harris. It was not a good day, not a good night for her. And some of you know the song that we're going to play, but that's going to be coming up out of this break. I'm Scoot, live from Bonvenue Bank, Belchase Highway in Gretna. And we'll be right back on WWL. All right, we're going to dedicate this song to Kamala Harris. Wow, that was a rough one for her yesterday. You know, this afternoon we can congratulate Donald Trump and also talk about what the hell happened. What happened to Kamala Harris? We talked about this during the campaign. I think she made a lot of mistakes, and we'll talk about some of that this afternoon. But Donald Trump won a fair election. America has spoken. I accept the results, and America should accept the results. And I'm so glad that it's over. There's no contesting of the election. There's no violence. And, you know, let's move on. And Donald Trump said a lot of bold things to make America better during the campaign trail, on the campaign trail. So let's see if he follows through and does those things. You know, when you say you're going to do something, you know, you do have a responsibility to fulfill those promises. So it's fair to hold President Trump to those promises that he made, and we'll see what happens. Let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Kyle in Baton Rouge. Kyle, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Well, Scoop,
yeah.
Let me first of all congratulate all the MAGA Nazis out there. You voted for a dictator. You have been heard, and now we have a dictator. Now, what's funny about this is people are talking about Donald Trump's next term as though it's going to be over in 4 years. Let's make one thing perfectly clear. This man is going to serve until he decides he doesn't want to serve anymore. And what gives me the evidence to say this? Because the Supreme Court of this country has already granted him total and complete immunity from any acts that he commits as president, up to and including murder of any of his political opponents as he sees fit, and because he is above the law and the Constitution does not apply to him. Now, these are facts. This is not me grasping for straws. This is a fact, and the Supreme Court basically brought this up as one of the arguments of before they granted him this immunity. Let me state this very clearly. We are now in a dictatorship. This is not a democracy anymore. This is a dictatorship. We will see how this dictatorship plays out. But
yeah, we will.
A president who has already promised to deport, and that's just the beginning of what he's going to do. Okay, millions and millions of people in this country, and he's already said it's going to be bloody. That's one of the promises he made that I bet you he intends to keep. And I'm telling you now, this is not even begun. Look, the Democrats aren't out there raising hell and being crazy like we saw last time by the MAGA Nazis. They're acting like civilized people. We're going to see the real violent people come into power in January, and I guarantee you this country is never, ever going to be sorrier than it is, has never been sorrier than it's going to be come January the 20th if this man decides to wait that long or just doesn't go in and kick Joe Biden right out of the White House and decide he wants to move in early.
All right. Kyle, I'm glad you had a chance to voice your opinion. Look, there are people who agree with you. I have concerns about Donald Trump. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He did say a lot of really ugly, violent things on the campaign trail. And he did talk about deportations. I think his words were more like, it could be bloody rather than it will be bloody. But, I'm not remembering that correctly. But, you know, I think it's too early to say that he is a dictator. You know, we talked about it during the campaign that he definitely thinks in those directions. He definitely has admiration for dictators. But this is something that we're going to have to watch. But I'm convinced that the American people are not going to allow him to stay in office indefinitely, even if he wants to. And even if it means dragging him physically from the White House, and that would be ugly, I think if that's what it takes, that will happen. And Donald Trump will not remain in office beyond his term. Now, again, there's a lot of things to watch for, and we'll be watching for all of those things. Let's go to Captain. Is this Captain Don? Captain Donnie, you're on
WWL. Captain Donnie.
Hey, Captain Donnie.
Captain Donnie. Hey, how are you? Ian, Joke, and Scooter. I just wanted to call you and wish you and all your left-leaning, weenie listeners a great day.
Okay.
Yep, I did want to make you feel like you still won today, so I got y'all a present. I have a few migrants, Somali and Haitians. What would you like me to deliver?
Well, first of all, I don't consider myself to be a weenie, but I mean, this is America, and if you want to think I'm a weenie, you can. But I think it's kind of low for us to already get into name calling because you won. I don't think if Kamala Harris won, you would want us to do that toward you. But again, you know, therein lies some of the hypocrisy we deal with. Please keep your migrants to yourself and don't deliver them to us at all. Dale is in Slidell. Dale, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Dale.
Lifetime Democrat. However, after the coup that they took Joe out with, and they put in a person who is unable to speak in a complete sentence, I had to vote the other way. And as far as your other caller first called in, I don't like being called a Nazi. I'm not a Nazi. I'm for freedom, okay? So if anybody thinks that Trump and the rest of us are garbage, and Nazis, and fascists, they're the ones who are the people looking to start a revolution. Check, please, Google how many Democratic people voted in 2020. Check the total count in this election. That's why Trump and a lot of people think it was a fabrication. He won the general election nationwide this time because they couldn't fabricate it. So you may not agree with what his policies are, but compared to Nancy and Obama, who are running the country, and poor Joe just doesn't get to eat his ice cream anymore, okay? The man should not have been in office to begin with, and she never had the qualifications to step up to be president.
Well, Dale, in the same way that Donald Trump won a free election, Joe Biden won a free election, and so consequently, he had every right to be in office. And Joe Biden, if he wants ice cream, what makes you think he's not gonna get ice cream? I mean, he's going to get as much ice cream as he wants. You know, when you're president of the United States and you step down, man, your life is set. I mean, you've got it made. So Joe Biden's going to get all the ice cream he wants. You may have been a lifelong Democrat, but you're not now. So I would just, admit that. Look, I understand about the name calling. I don't agree with everything Donald Trump represents. But this is a fair election, and I'm accepting the results of this election. And this is what's great about America. You know, I can disagree. You can disagree. You know, if Kamala Harris would have won, you could disagree with Kamala Harris. But it was a fair election, and America spoke and elected her. It turned out that America elected Donald Trump. So for somebody who has concerns about some of Donald Trump's philosophies and his mentality when it comes to some things, I accept the results of the election because I'm a patriotic American, and we all should be like that. If that sets me up for name calling, well, that's fine. But on my show going forward in the Trump administration, tune in every afternoon from 1 to 4 because we're going to hold Donald Trump accountable to the things that he said during the campaign. I'm going to be fair and give him a fair chance and give him the benefit of the doubt, but we're going to hold him accountable. And that's exactly the role of the media. The media is supposed to hold people in power accountable, whether it's a mayor, a senator, a governor, or a president. If you have a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Scott is in New Orleans. Hey, Scott, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scoot. Thank you for taking my call. Real quick, though, I just want to say, you know, the caller, I heard him last just a second ago. He said he was for freedom. Well, the person he voted for said he wanted to terminate the Constitution and also be a dictator on day one. So that's not really synonymous with someone who is for freedom. So he also undermined the election results in 2020, tried to put pressure on state legislatures to put up a fake slate of electors and overturn the results of the election, you know. So there's a lot there. He's a convicted felon. So I don't think that that's the candidate that symbolizes freedom in the United States. However, Kamala Harris is conceding the election. She's doing what she's supposed to do. And that is totally unlike what Donald Trump did in 2020. So she's handling it graciously. I also want to address one other thing. A little earlier, you said that the polls were not accurate. I don't really see it that way. If you look at the Real Clear Politics average in all of these swing states, Arizona, Georgia, the blue wall states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, people were scared. Nate Silver was a little expressed concern. Other people expressed concern. All of those polls were within the margin of error, and some of the polls even showed, a lot of the polls even showed that Donald Trump was leading in a lot of those states. So I don't think that you could say polls are inaccurate if the polls are in fact the outcome showed that they were within the margin of error. And in fact, towards the end, I'll just say the last thing I'll say is they even showed that he was winning several of them, not all of them, in the popular vote. So the model show of 50-50 on Nate Silver's silver bulletin, and the betting odds showed that he was favored to win. So I don't think this comes as any surprise to anyone. But again, thank you for taking my call. I have a lot of respect for what you do, and I'd love to hear what you have to say about this.
All right. Scott, I appreciate your call. You know, that's something else we can do. I mean, if you voted for Kamala Harris, man, if you just detested Donald Trump on the campaign trail, how do you feel today? The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. You know, I think the polls are the victim of the people who respond to the polls. And I think the polls fail to take into consideration, in a lot of states, the youth vote, the black vote, and the Latino vote. I think those things were underestimated in terms of Trump. Donald Trump sort of implied that he was a dictator. He's said things and shown signs of maybe wanting to be a dictator or appreciating dictators. But and as far as the Constitution's concerned, Donald Trump doesn't have a choice. The president of the United States can personally disregard the Constitution, but I think we have a system in place to where the president can't just disregard the Constitution. That's not going to happen. You know, we have three branches of government, And a president can't take office, and our founding fathers saw the wisdom in this, and a president can't just say, well, the hell with the Constitution. Even if Trump wants to do that, I don't think he can actually get away with that. Although presidents do have new power based on that recent Supreme Court ruling about presidents being immune from basically anything they do while they're in office. As far as being a dictator is concerned, let's see. If Donald Trump acts like a dictator, then okay, we'll call him a dictator. But on this day, the day after the election, I'm giving Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to see who he is. And I think as a patriotic American, I think that's the fair thing to do. But how are you feeling today? Whether you voted for Trump or you voted for Kamala Harris, how are you feeling today, the day after the election? The Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And also, look, let me remind you, we are live from Bonvenue Bank. Bonvenue Bank used to be Citizens National Bank in Metairie, Baton Rouge, and Mandeville, and now they've changed their name to Bonvenue Bank. This is a bank that you really should consider moving your banking account to. Whether you're checking or savings or both, consider moving your business account to Bonvenue Bank. They are eager to do business. They might do a better job than the bank that you're banking with right now. And we'll be talking more about that as the afternoon goes on. All right. Again, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we are live also talking about money this afternoon and Bonvenue Bank in Gretna. We'll be back on WWL. All right, Wednesday afternoon, we are halfway to the weekend. It is the day after the election. It's over. There's no contesting the election. Congratulations to Donald Trump, who is the winner. Will he keep his promises? We'll be talking about this afternoon. And how do you feel? If you voted for Kamala Harris, how do you feel? Look, the Democrats made a lot of mistakes. I don't think replacing Joe Biden with her was a mistake. I don't think Joe Biden would have done any better. In fact, I think he would have probably done worse than Kamala Harris against Donald Trump. But, you know, America has spoken. And you know, this is one of those occasions. And, I didn't know who was going to win yesterday. But I was talking about this on the show. After every election, one side's not happy. One side's not happy right now. But this is America. And contrary to the impression we were given, there will be another election. I'm Scoot on the air. We are live from Bonvenue Bank in Gretna. The cutting of the ribbon is going to be at 2:30 this afternoon, and just a lot of people with Bonvenue Bank have gathered in the lobby, and you know they just want us to talk about this newly named bank. It used to be Citizens National Bank, and they've got a new name, Bonvenue Bank, and they are really interested in your business. And consequently, they may be doing some things for you to make your banking and your business loans and everything a lot more pleasing to you than the bank you're dealing with now. Sometimes banks get stodgy. Sometimes banks that have been around for a long, long time, they get stodgy. And, you know, here's a bank with a fresh new start. And a great new location at 2000 Belchase Highway in Gretna, and this bank is open for you, and you might consider a bank that was really born in Louisiana and does have a lot of financial strength here, that is also very aggressive and interested in helping you and your business. So you might want to check into Bonvenue Bank, and we're here to tell you about that this afternoon. We're also reacting to the election. Let's go to Ponchatoula. Lee, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you making out?
I'm good. Lee, how are you?
Good. Hey, Scoot. I just want to tell you one thing, man. You're a gentleman and a scholar, bro. I've been listening to you for a very long time. I don't always agree with you. Sometimes I disagree with you, but I respect your feeling today, the way you step up to the plate and trying to get everybody to settle down just a little bit. I thought that was pretty cool. And, it's going to be all right.
It is. It's going to be fine. We're going to survive this. You know, look, and for me as a talk show host, my God, I'm going to have so much to talk about for the next 4 years, man. I can just kick back and relax now. And how do you know that I didn't vote for Trump knowing that I'd have a lot to talk about if he won?
Sure. Well, one thing you're not going to need to write anything down anymore. You just go straight from the top of your head now. So.
Well, that's because it's going to be fresh every day.
I think everything has been said. Yeah, I think everything has been said. Yeah. But it's good. I can be a cool dude. keep on doing what you're doing. United people, you know, together, it's going to be all right. You know, I don't always agree with your show, but like I say, we old guys, so us old timers, we know how to handle a situation like this.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Lee, listen, I appreciate those words. And, you know, I don't do the show for the critics. I do the show for people like you. So, you know, you keep hanging in there. You keep listening, and I'll keep doing the show. Let's go to New Orleans. And, Mike, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. I just wanted to comment. You kind of started the show off saying how the polls were inaccurate. And I think this is the third election term that they were kind of like that. And I feel like the comments earlier about Trump being a dictator and, people being worried about him, like, taking retribution on his enemies or whatever. I think if you look at the polls that were most accurate, Trafalgar and a couple of the ones, some of them are Republican pollsters. But the reason why they were more accurate, because they saw a hidden Trump vote, because Trump supporters don't like to answer polls. They don't want to answer questions about who they vote for because they are afraid of retribution from this Justice Department that's been used against them in the last 4 years. And
I don't see any evidence that the Justice Department has retaliated against anybody because they're a Republican or a Trump supporter. I don't have evidence of that. All right, we got to get to a break here. You know, by the way, I didn't bring up Trump being a dictator. That was a caller who brought that up. So I'm Scoot, and we are live from Bonvenue Bank in Gretna, and we're going to come back with more of your comments. And look, let's think back on the campaign. And one thing that came up a lot was this idea of who's trash, which side is trash. That became part of the campaign. Today is a very sad day on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, because today should be the 76th birthday of Glenn Frey. Glenn Frey, one of the founding members of the Eagles, would be celebrating 76 years old today. But he died in January of 2016. I'm Scoot on the Air. Coming up, we're going to talk about Bonvenue Bank. It's a bank that you might consider becoming your bank. Even if you're happy with your bank, there might be a good reason to move to Bonvenue Bank. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, I'm going to share with you some comments that I have in congratulating Donald Trump and some of the promises that he made on the campaign trail. We'll get to your calls and we'll get to your texts. All of that coming up in the next hour. We're reacting to the election. I'm Scoot on WWL. In addition to talking about the election, we're also talking about money. We're live from Bonvenue Bank, the grand new location and grand opening, ribbon cutting coming up in just a few minutes, 2000 Bell Chase Highway in Gretna. This is a formerly Citizens National Bank. They've been in Metairie, Baton Rouge, and Mandeville, also the northern part of the state. But for those of you in this area, you'd know them from the Metairie, Mandeville, and Baton Rouge locations. And now in Gretna at 2000 Bell Chase Highway, and we're here for the ribbon cutting and just the celebration, and just to tell you about an exciting new bank. We'll get to that here in just a moment. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you are with us. We're talking about the election. If you're on hold, our lines are lit up. We've got texts coming in. We're going to get to the phone calls. We're going to get to your texts coming up, so just be patient. How do you feel now that the election's over? I'm relieved. I'm congratulating Donald Trump. And America has spoken. And Donald Trump won the election. There's no contesting the election. He was the clear winner last night, and I'm happy for all of that. And America has spoken, and so we accept this as the results, and we move forward, and I guarantee you that America is going to survive. And I said that leading up to the election, that no matter who was going to win, we're going to survive as a country, so you don't need to worry about that. But I want to take a moment and talk about Bonvenue Bank here for just a moment, since we're here live on location. Jim Hudson is the president of Bonvenue Bank. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scoot. Glad to be here.
All right. So there's so much competition when it comes to banks. This used to be a Citizens National Bank, and you've got locations around the state. You're born in Louisiana, so this is a financial institution that's been part of Louisiana
right.
for a long time. So what's new about the name change, and what's new about Bonvenue Bank, and why should people think about bringing their checking accounts and saving accounts and business loans here?
Well, thank you, and I'm so glad to have you here today with us.
Thanks.
And we're pretty excited about the opportunity here. Well, our bank is about 40 years old. That we've only been in South Louisiana for 3.5 years, but I've been here most of my banking career. In fact, my first job in banking was on the West Bank in Gretna about 40-plus years ago. So
wow.
To me, it's like coming home and seeing a bunch of old friends and customers that have been with me for a long time. So it's great to be here.
Well, the banking business has changed a lot in those 40 years.
Yeah, it has. But look, it's still about relationships, I believe. Yeah. And every bank has products and technology. I think that the secret sauce is the people behind the technology and the products. And I think we have an amazing team here who are battle-tested bankers who want to be here and believe in a certain culture. And that's how they want to service their clients. And I think we're pretty good at it.
So, Jim, for people who have checking accounts and savings accounts, for businesses that are local and they're doing loans with their banks, is there a reason that Bonvenue Bank would be a better bank for them?
Well, I think the level of service. I mean, again, you can be at a mega bank and be a number.
Yeah.
Or you can have a banking relationship and have a financial partner who's going to work with you during the good times and bad times. I think that's what we provide. And we try to find solutions for our clients, and we have a reputation of that.
And you're encouraging businesses to consider doing loans with you.
Yes, sir, we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I know sometimes, you know, people have been with the bank for a long time, and sometimes banks, you know, take you for granted. You know, the bank's been there for a long time. You've been there for a long time. But moving a savings account, a checking account, or if you're a business, coming here and opening your account here and trying to do business with a new bank with new innovative ideas can be advantageous for everyone.
Sure. And look, it can be overwhelming for a customer or client to talk about moving their banking relationship when you're talking about online banking and new passwords and ACHs and all the things that come along with that. But our team here make it real easy for you, and they walk you through it. And I can promise you, when you walk in our front door, you're going to feel the difference here, and that difference is service.
All right, so somebody could go to a Bonvenue Bank location, including this new one here at 2000 Belchase Highway in Gretna, and the people here would actually help them move their account here.
Right. First, they would welcome them and give them a cup of coffee and have them come in and talk about what their financial needs are and find solutions to fit those needs.
Yeah. Well, you know, and a lot of people don't even know about financial needs. You know, they have a checking account, they have a savings account, and, you know, they just want the best deal. So, I mean, do you have good offers when it comes to just checking
accounts? Yeah, we do. I don't think we're, you know, I don't really want to be the low-cost provider of anything.
Right.
I want to provide a level of service, and I want to have clients that appreciate that the amount of work and care that we provide to each of our clients.
Yeah. A lot of dignitaries are here. Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang is here for the ribbon cutting. That's cool.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We go way back a long time. Her dad was a friend of mine, and so we have a lot of long-term relationships here today, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, I knew her dad, too. Yeah. He was quite a character, to say the least. What is the biggest challenge for a banker in 2024?
Well, the regulatory environment is very complicated, and you've got to be able to navigate that. But you can, and you will, and we do, and you hire good people to help you walk your way through those things. I think changing technology, but technology has gotten much cheaper. And in fact, that community banks can compete against the mega banks now almost on any level.
A couple of years ago, Jim, we saw banks that you would have thought would have been totally solid banks. Falter.
Yeah.
Bonvenue Bank obviously is doing the things that it needs to do to stay really solid and stable.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Look, we manage our balance sheet. I think that some of the banks that you mentioned happened a couple of years ago and caused the run that took place. When you look at what happened with those banks, they didn't manage their balance sheets very well. So we're very proud of our management team and how we conduct ourselves, and we have a strong equity position and great liquidity.
And for all the businesses out there that are looking to do loans, or for somebody who has an idea about a business loan, Bonvenue Bank will be competitive?
Oh, we'd be very competitive. And again, it goes back to we'll be competitive, and what you will experience here will be a different level of service than you used to.
Now, when it comes to, say, a car loan, for example, could somebody have a bank account with Bonvenue Bank? And you know, maybe instead of going to the dealership to get the deal, they could come here and get, like, pre-qualified for a car loan?
Sure, yeah, we can do that. I would tell you, the dealerships typically do a better job on car financing because of the wholesale nature and the ability to finance at zero rates in some cases when they're trying to push a certain line of cars. But we could take care of that need for the client.
Yeah, appreciate your honesty there. Yeah, so look, this is an exciting time for you, and I want to congratulate you and welcome you to Gretna. And I think the name change is great, Citizens National Bank. It sounds like just an old bank.
Yeah.
You know, now, I know you're an old bank with a lot of financial foundation in Louisiana, but the name just sounds old. So Bonvenue Bank just sounds innovative, new, and exciting, and I think that's going to work in your favor.
Yeah, we think it's pretty cool. Our Citizens National Bank. There are 177 banks across the country that has some variation of Citizens in their name. There are six banks in Louisiana that uses Citizens in their name. So for us, we wanted to be unique and special and be able to be identified, build our own brand. And we know Bonvenue is something we own and no one can duplicate it.
Yeah, very French and very local, too.
It is.
It sounds friendly.
It does.
And it means being friendly and all that. Jim Hudson is the president of Bonvenue Bank. Thank you for having us.
Let me just correct you. I'm the South Louisiana market president. Jason Smith is our CEO.
Well, I give you a little promotion right here, okay? Well, I'm glad you corrected
that.
But, you know, as far as the audience is concerned, you're one of the presidents, okay?
Yeah.
So thanks for being with us, and, you know, good luck with this new branch.
Thank you, Skip. Come by and open the account up.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm looking for a place to put my money. It's not that I have that much, but, you know, I'm looking for a place to put
my
money.
We'll take it. Thank you.
Okay. All right, I'm Scoot on the Air. If you are on hold, hang on. We are talking about the election. Donald Trump is the winner. Congratulations to Donald Trump. I accept the results of the election. But if you voted for Kamala Harris, how are you feeling today? Are you happy? You concerned? And if you voted for Donald Trump, are you excited? Are you concerned about anything that Donald Trump talked about during the campaign? I'm Scoot. We're coming back with your text and your calls on WWL. Donald Trump made a lot of promises on the campaign trail. Will he keep all of his promises? Well, no, he won't. Will he keep some of them? Possibly. There's a comment on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page about the blog that I wrote, and it's about hoping that Donald Trump does not live up to his promise to put 100% tariffs on foreign items. You know, it might sound good. It might sound like great retaliation to go, yeah, man, let's stick it to him, man. You want to sell something that's comfy, man, we're going to raise the price 100%. The problem with that is that's going to hurt a lot of American jobs because Americans have businesses that sell those products. For example, what about a car dealership that sells vehicles that are made out of America? Collectively around this country, how many people work for dealerships that sell foreign cars? How many families are being supported by those businesses? And you're going to do something that might cut back on their business? So, again, it might sound like a cool thing to do if you, you know, want that retaliatory mentality, but it might not be the smartest thing to do. All right, I'm Scoot. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages, and then we're going to get to some of your calls, and I thank all of you for hanging on.
I second that emotion. Thanks for your patience, y'all. Here's a text that says, where'd it go? Okay, this is from Trosclair, and Trosclair says, when Biden dropped out of the race and Kamala was chosen as the presidential candidate, you stated that a black woman is not electable. I believed you, and that played out yesterday. I voted for her, but in my heart, I knew she didn't have a remote chance of winning. If Hillary Clinton or Nikki Haley could not make it, Kamala definitely wasn't going to be elected. The truth is the truth. Please speak up and say the real reason why she lost. It's okay.
Well, I bring that up in the blog that I'm going to talk a little bit about. The blog is posted on our website, WWL.com, and also the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it. I don't remember saying directly that that's why she is not electable.
Yeah, I don't think you did say that.
I was not that definitive about that. I said it could be an issue. But I did not say she was not electable for that reason. I also brought up how liberal she has been up to this point, and that somebody as progressive and as liberal as she has been is not really electable. I did talk about that. And as a consequence, she became very moderate during the campaign. But when you've been very liberal and progressive and you suddenly become moderate, there's an intrinsic lack of accountability, lack of credibility, I guess I should say there. So, you know, there were a lot of things going against Kamala Harris.
Here's a text that says, I feel shame and embarrassment knowing that the world saw us elect a convicted sex offender. They know they can never trust us again. We saw a man simulating fellatio, talk about men's junk in front of children and convicted of crimes. It tells me you are what you vote for. Deny it if you want, but you have to give him credit. He has pulled off the biggest con job in the history of the world. There's a sucker born every minute.
And the response to that is, but America has spoken. And if America's a sucker, then America's a sucker. And America's going to have to deal with that. And we'll see what happens as a result of this. But I will accept the election, by all accounts, other than what Donald Trump said leading up to Election Day. By all accounts, the election was not rigged. It was a fair election. And I accept that. But Donald Trump has a lot to live up to, and a lot of people voted for him, I think, hoping that some of the things that he did on the campaign trail were just things that he did on the campaign trail and do not really reflect him.
I'm going to give you four more. I'm going to try and be so fast. Here's a text that says, what impact does Trump being president-elect have on his pending sentencing for the 34 felonies? That sentencing, there's a deadline of November 12th. The judge in that sentencing is going to decide by November 12th whether or not he's going to basically dismiss it in light of what the Supreme Court has said about presidential immunity. He may decide that the payoff to Stormy Daniels was an official act of the presidency and they'll not proceed. If he doesn't do that, they will impose a sentencing. It'll go into appeals. It'll be in appeals forever and ever and ever. Yeah. Donald Trump will probably not see any jail time for that. But
win or lose. Win or lose, I did not expect to see Donald Trump in jail.
It'll go on for years. Here's what Texas says. For all the people who thought Vice President Harris wasn't educated, she was a highly educated woman. Harris didn't win because she wasn't qualified. It was because she was a black woman. Trump is a very dangerous man. I pray we don't regret it, especially those who voted him in as a black man. As disrespectful as Trump has been to blacks and Hispanics, I'm so disappointed to be a black man.
Well, don't be, you know, and again, there were really, it seems like the thing that tipped the election for Donald Trump was the black vote, Latino vote. And when I say the black vote, particularly black males, the black vote, the Latino vote, and the youth vote. It seemed like they were not correctly counted.
All right. I'm going to give you two more on a lighter note here. Here's one that says, hey, quick question. Where do we send the limos to pick up all the people that said they were leaving the country if Trump won?
I didn't hear any of that. I mean, did I miss it? I didn't hear anybody say they're leaving the country if Trump wins.
I actually, I'm sure that somebody did. It's not coming to top of mind right now, but, you know, people say that.
Well, I mean,
people say
again,
that sort
I think that's what this caller's responding to, the idea that people say that, but I don't remember anybody of significance saying that this time. So, you know, don't make up stuff. You know, if you're going to text or call the show, you know, don't make stuff up because, you know, chances are we'll call you out on it.
And I'll leave you with this one. All right, guys, Trump's back. I'd like to suggest a couple activities or topics moving forward. Daily, you must update Janice on crime by illegals under Trump. Make Project 2025 bingo cards to keep track of all of Trump's accomplishments. And, of course, you got to have a Vance vice presidential tracker.
You know, that's going to be interesting. I did mention a lot of that stuff, and it's going to be interesting to follow all of that. But, you know, I did a quick search yesterday because Janice sent me an email about, you know, somebody was, you know, Janice has been on this thing about, you know, a while ago she was all over everything. Every day from Janice was the drag queens. Then everything every day was about something else. And then she became obsessed with the border. And so it didn't matter if Americans killed and raped Americans. The only thing that mattered is if illegals killed and raped Americans. And that became her deal. And I did a quick search yesterday and found that there were illegals that killed people, killed Americans, while Trump was president. So, you know, again, Kamala Harris didn't bring this stuff up. And there were a lot of things that she failed at during the campaign trail. But illegals committed murder when Trump was president. That's not something that just happened when Biden was president. All right.
Well, look who's here.
Okay. Oh, wow. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice, welcome to the show.
Yes, Scoot. I want to say two things, but let me say this first. All right. No one should murder someone. If I come up to you, stab you, kill you, I would give myself the death penalty. The only way you should do that would be if you were defending your life or maybe someone else's life. Now, you talk politics. So when I call and talk the border, I'm talking about politics. If I did walk up to somebody and stab them, okay, I'm an American, they're an American. That's not political, okay? It's wrong. I'm not going to say it's not wrong. It's horribly wrong. But it's not a political issue. The border is a political issue. And when it comes to Trump with the dictator thing, people do not understand. Yes, he sometimes has a little bit strange personality. I'll admit that. And strange sense of humor. Whoopi Goldberg and people like that were saying how he's going to be a dictator. So he comes back at them with, yes, I am going to be a dictator. On day one, for one day, I'm going to drill, baby, drill, and secure the border. It's a joke. I laughed. It was funny. Uh-huh. I'm going to be a dictator for one day. Oh, come okay. on. And then the next day, people would say, see, oh, yeah, he admitted it. He said it.
Well, you know.
People's sense of humor, you know.
Janice,
this is what I want.
I never made a big deal.
I
never made a big deal about Trump saying he was a dictator. But there were people.
No, I'll be honest with you. No, but other people did. Some people. Other people. Not you. But I'm tired of all this. What I would like to see now is for us to move on. To do away with all this ugliness and nastiness and come together as one and look forward to a better America. That's
but Janice,
what we
part of that responsibility, part of that responsibility falls on you because you have been ugly at times.
What if I have? I'm sorry, but it's just that sometimes when I'm trying to talk, you're interrupting me and stuff and calling me a liar.
No,
I'm not going to stand for that.
Well, I correct you when you bring up bogus BS. I mean, I'm not going to let you put false things on the show.
Let me tell you something. I see stuff on the Internet like anybody else does.
Yeah,
I
know,
Janice. If I share it with somebody and it's wrong, I'm sorry, but I'm not the one writing it. You know what I mean? It's not my article. So I
just
speak up.
Again, but I have a right.
I
have a responsibility to correct you when on my show you bring up stuff that's not true. And so if you continue to do that, I will call you out on it. Just because you see something on the Internet doesn't mean it's true.
I'm on calling somewhat, and I'm going to do it again. Okay, have a great day.
All right, you too. I mean, again, Janice is welcome to call. But if she is going to call with bogus things, I'm going to correct her. And I would do that with anybody. I mean, you don't have a right to call this show. These are our rules. You don't have a right to call this show and just say bogus things that aren't true. And if you do, we're going to correct it. And so if that makes Janice not comfortable that she cannot just put forward the BS that she saw on the Internet, well, then so be it. Then she's not right for calling into the show. But it's really that simple. Let's go to James and Harvey. James, welcome to the show.
I'm still laughing. Thank God. Praise God. First, I want to say, thank God we went out and voted, regardless of the results, because they're not what I would have wanted. But thank you for voting. And for those of you that feel like you won, great. And those of you that are disappointed, let's still work together. Because there are going to be things that are going to come. I'm sorry?
I love that idea.
Okay. Because there are going to be things that are going to come up. That we don't know what we don't know. We don't know what the future holds. But there was something that happened maybe 30 years ago, 1975. There was a scientist named Molina. He discovered that CFCs were destroying the ozone. That man fussed for 12 years before anybody listened to him. And another scientist concurred. And we got involved and we studied. We found out that we're killing ourselves. We did away with CFCs. Now, the ozone layer was supposedly be repaired by now, but it's still going to take until about 2060 or 2070 before it's repaired. And we're doing other things that's hurting our climate. So drill, baby, drill. But there's going to be other things that come up. Do we really trust this dude that can fix anything and everything to know everything? So let's pray for him. That's my rant for this week. And Janice, right. I wish you were 20 years younger. I'd find you, girl.
Whoa.
James, I appreciate the call. All right, look, right. You know, and with Donald Trump saying drill, baby, drill, the fact is that we're already drilling. You know, oil production has reached a very, very high level in America. So this was a false narrative that this is a big, huge problem. If people are losing jobs, eventually we're going to continue to convert to cleaner energy. And, you know, like a lot of people who worked in manufacturing in middle-class America, a lot of blue-collar workers who were happy with their big-paying union jobs at factories across this country, factories started to close down and move to other countries. They were not planning for the future. They were without jobs. They were desperate, and many still are. And that's one of the reasons for the opioid crisis, according to some people, that people were just suddenly without jobs, and that led them to drugs. So if you're in the oil industry, if you've got your niche carved out, that's fine. But you should also be looking toward the future. And if you're not planning for the future, because oil will always be part of America, I'm sure of that. But there's also going to be new emphasis on wind power. So get involved in that. Get involved in other sources of energy. So just, you know, look to the future and learn to adapt with the changing economy. There was a time when this country went through hell, changing from an agricultural-based economy to the industrial-based economy. So now we're changing from an industrial-based economy to an energy, service, tech-based economy. There is disruption every time America goes through these transitions. So this is something that's happened in history. You know, when the factories were being built, you know, there were other workers going, well, what's going to happen to me? I mean, now that they're building all these factories, I'm not going to have a job. Don't think that didn't happen when we moved from agricultural to manufacturing. So this disruption is not anything that's new, and we will survive this. Let's go to Kay in Covington. Kay, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, Kay.
I just called to talk about the election. I'm absolutely thrilled. And I've been waiting for this day to call for so long because I knew he was going to pull it off. I knew it. There were too many people who backed him. And, you know, the constant bashing, the constant Hitler, he's unhinged, he's a fascist. This is what pushed more and more people towards him. They were tired of hearing that. Trump lived 4 years in the White House. He has proven himself. He was never Hitler. He was never unhinged. He was never a fascist. So that kind of stuff needs to stop. It really does. They have put this man through hell for 9 or 10 years of his life, literally. He's not staying in the White House. He's ready to get out when this 4 years is over. He wanted to come back and correct all the things that have been done wrong for 4 years. And I think it's absolutely fantastic.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. And I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And every day on our show from 1 to 4, we'll be talking. I mean, we've got other things to talk about, but we'll be talking about what Trump is doing in office and things that he's doing and the direction this country's going in. We'll be talking about that every afternoon from 1 to 4. He said a lot of things on the campaign trail, and we will, if Kamala won, we will hold the candidate accountable to what they said during the campaign trail. So, you know, let's see what happens. He has a chance to prove that he is this wonderful person. So we give him that opportunity, and I totally accept the results of the election, and America has spoken. All right, if you want to join us, if you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we are live from Bonneview Bank in Gretna, the grand opening of a brand new location at 2000 Belchase Highway. This used to be Citizens National Bank. It is now Bonneview Bank. And, you know, I don't know where you're banking now, but it might benefit you to come by and talk to somebody at Bonneview Bank, because this might be a better bank for your checking account, your savings account. It might be a better bank for your business to do business with and to make loans with. Bonneview Bank. New innovative ideas. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Yeah, you know, you might want to consider taking your money and running over to Bonvenu Bank. Bonvenu Bank has been part of Louisiana for 40 years. It's a trusted banking partner with Louisiana. And Bonvenu Bank has been under Citizens National Bank in Baton Rouge, Mandeville, and Metairie. And now there's a brand new location. They're doing the ribbon cutting right now. Cynthia Lee Chang is here. A lot of dignitaries are here. And this is a new name for a bank that has a new innovative concept. And whether you just have a savings account or a checking account, how much is your bank really doing for you? You know, sometimes banks just take us for granted. And sometimes banks that have been in business for a long time, many, many years, they get stodgy. They get set in their ways. And they only see it their way. And their way is not necessarily the best way for you. So, wherever you have your checking account, savings account, or you've got a business account somewhere, you might consider going to Bonvenu Bank. I mean, what harm does it do to at least come talk to them? You might discover something brand new here. And if you're a business, doing a business loan with Bonvenu Bank might be the best thing you could do for your business. I'm Scoot on the air. It is a Wednesday afternoon, so we are halfway to the weekend. It's the day after the election, and we're talking about that. Let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Charles in Baton Rouge. Hey, Charles, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot and Ian. I think Ian has bridged over the chasm and got built another couple of ramps out over the chasm. I think the next 4 years is going to be another chaotic, crazy, just like it was when he was president, which everybody seems to have been able to forget about. Having observed human behavior for over 80 years, I still haven't quite figured out how half of the country could see the facts about everything, the environment, flooding, FEMA response, government, legislature, Supreme Court, and decide that he was the least, was better, you know, he was the better of two bad choices. I think they're going to find out what a bad choice can really be. And it's unfortunate for the country. It's unfortunate for the country. It's unfortunate for the country and the millions of voters who did vote for him, who for whatever their reasons and self-interest, and I have to, sitting here waiting to get on the phone, I've been thinking about how do we account for this human behavior that I've worked with for all of my life, and I, you know, I've been struggling with how do you, and it comes down to self-interest. My self-interest for me to protect my family, to provide for them, that is paramount in my life, your life, Ian's life, everybody's life. Paramount is my self-interest. My wife has her self-interest, which is to, fortunately, we hooked up. We are both interested in that, protecting the life, family, home, etc. And everybody in the world does that, either as an individual who can function without a partner or individuals who want a partner and have a partner, no matter what sex, race, color, creed, or whatever. And they decide to protect their self-interest and do what they need to do to raise their goats or to build their yachts or to build cars or to farm land or to do whatever it is they choose to help protect their self-interest and seeing that that prime objective, which is to reproduce and bring forth on the you know, planet others like us, and just do that on your own and do that in your own way and leave everybody else alone. But we've gotten past that. We can't just leave everybody else alone until this election. Now, women really disappointed me because they had it in their power, and they've had it in their power for the last millions of years because they outnumber us. They're smarter than us, although many of them don't act that way. And they have educated us. They have educated us according to men's rules about what an education should be. And those women who stood up and said, no, they need more than that, were struck down and sent back to the mines, barefoot and pregnant, we're moving back to that time, I'm afraid. And when people start to wake up for that, the ones who voted for Trump because their state had already passed a constitutional amendment protecting abortion will find out that their state's constitution will not stand in the light of a Supreme Court who's being packed by someone who says, you must have a child regardless of whatever, because I am going to protect women whether they like it or not.
Yeah.
Chaos.
Well, Charles, you know,
confusion. And I'm sorry to be such a downer, but have Ian Fine, John Prine, we're not human.
We will see what happens. Yeah, we'll see what happens, Charles. Look, I'm glad you had a chance to call the show. Look, I understand your concerns. Abortion rights is hanging out there. I mean, American women may lose the right to have an abortion. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this right after the news at 3 o'clock. We'll talk about the election. We'll talk about some of the things that Trump said and some of the things that I think we should be concerned about. But again, I accept the results of this election. America has spoken. But it is the responsibility of the media to hold politicians and leaders accountable. And every afternoon from 1 to 4, we'll do that. I'm not going to be nitpicky with it, but, you know, we will... If he said he was going to do something and he doesn't do it, or if he said he wasn't going to do something and he starts doing it, well, we'll talk about that as well. And that is totally fair. Let's go to the West Bank. Sean, you're on WWL. I have time for a quick comment. Welcome.
Hey, Scoot, look here. Scoot? Yeah, Scoot.
Yeah.
Scoot?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Sean.
Yeah, do you hear me?
All right, we're going to have to go back to Sean, I've got time for a quick comment. Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Scoot. Look, a lot of people underestimated Trump, man. You know, Trump has got a good black vote amongst men in the black community. I'm out here. And, man, you'll be surprised. Like the guys that like Trump, the black guys that like Trump, I run into them every day, brother.
Yeah.
You know, so he got a good team.
Why do they like him so much?
I don't know why.
Why do they like him
so
much?
I say, I like some of Trump's policies. I like a lot of his policies.
You don't
man.
Know why?
You know, but I didn't vote for him, though, but I love a lot of his policies. You know, and I find a lot of guys right around me, man, guys I work with, they like Trump, you know? And
I understand that.
They underestimate Trump with that.
Well, Sean, I think that's one of the things that really was underestimated. Yeah, I'm glad you called, but I think that's one of the things that was underestimated is the degree of support. We saw it, we heard about it, but I think it was greater than the pollsters thought, support from African-American males in particular and Latinos and also the youth vote. All right, we're coming right back. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1963, Rod Stewart, at the age of 18, became a father for the first time. So Rod was having unprotected sex. A lot of people did. Anyway, he had sex with his girlfriend, Suzanne, and they gave birth to their daughter, Sarah. They put the daughter up for adoption. Sarah didn't know that Rod Stewart was her dad until she turned 18. Can you imagine you're adopted, and at 18 years old, they say, by the way, your dad's Rod Stewart. Can you imagine that moment? I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1967, a band from Baton Rouge released a single that would go on to become a number one hit in America. And I'll never forget the night in 1968 when they performed it, when it was number one in the country. They performed it on the Johnny Carson Show. The band was John Fred and the Playboy Band. The song is Judy in Disguise. A lot of people here were so proud that, like, a local person was on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. All right, I'm Scoot. We are live from Bonvenue Bank in Gretna, 2000 Belchase Highway in Gretna. It's a new bank with new innovation. And, you know, there are really a lot of reasons why you should consider maybe moving your accounts to Bonvenue Bank. More on that next hour. We'll be right back. We're live this afternoon at Bonvenue Bank, and look, I want to thank all the great people out here for inviting us out to come here and do our show and be part of this ribbon-cutting ceremony, and we'll be talking more about Bonvenue Bank. And I just, you know, I remind you that competition is a great part of the free enterprise system. And sometimes you can be with a bank or any business, you do business with someplace for a long time, and they take you for granted. So it might be a fresh new start for you or your business to move your accounts to Bonvenue Bank. Now, this used to be Citizens National Bank. They have been in Metairie, Mandeville, and Baton Rouge. Now they're changing the name to Bonvenue Bank, and they've got this new innovative mentality and attitude for, you know, people with checking and savings accounts and businesses that want to do business and do loans with the bank. This might be a great opportunity to open up a relationship with a bank that is really increasing in the area of service. And so you might want to just check it out. It's not going to hurt you to just come by and check it out. So we're really happy to be here, and I want to thank everybody with Bonvenue Bank for inviting us out. And we're at the grand opening of the brand-new location at 2000 Belchase Highway. Jennifer Parrish, council member, Jennifer Van Franken, Rankin was here, along with Cynthia Lee Shane. And Jennifer Van Franken came in and said hi, and she had a lot of fun with me posting the picture of her in the Trump dress. That was from that event, the Singing Trump, the fundraiser for Billy Nungesser at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. And she had this really skin-tight Trump dress, and she really looked awesome. And, I mean, she was in public, so it's not like I was sneaking a picture of her. So, I took a picture of her and posted it, and she had a lot of fun with it. And she read your comments, and that is still posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. All right, so it's the day after the election, and Donald Trump won a convincing victory. 270 electoral votes to win. Trump hit 277. And this happened in the very early morning hours. Kamala Harris only got 224. Trump, surprisingly, and this is for the first time since George W. Bush did it in 2004, Trump won the popular vote. 72.5 million. Excuse me, 51% to Harris's 67.5 million, 47.5%. One of the things that we're waiting for, I don't know, maybe it has happened and I've missed it because I'm here on location, but Republicans own the Senate. Who's going to own the House? I think we still have to wait and see. But Trump is back in the White House, and by 10 o'clock last night, the map of the United States started to look like 2016 when Trump won the election. And I was convinced by 10 o'clock last night that Trump was going to win. Giving credit to Trump for winning the election, a fair election, and America has spoken, and I accept that. The loss by Kamala Harris raises questions. First of all, the Democrats have to figure out who the hell they are. You can't win by being the party that isn't Trump. That's not a political strategy. And it didn't work. Harris proved that you have to be more than that. And she didn't. Harris had weak answers to pointed questions. Her refusal to completely divorce herself from Biden's policies and legacy really spelled doom for her campaign. And as I said countless times on this show on WWL, that the Biden administration failed to give the American people the feeling that they were doing anything about the border. And the image of illegal immigrants pouring over the border was a horrible image, and it worked in Trump's favor. The Biden administration gave them that campaign issue. And by campaigning in the shadow of Biden, Harris owned the border crisis. Biden gave Trump that issue. While Americans and many conservative Republicans have benefited from a booming stock market under Biden, the everyday issues of higher prices at the grocery store and at the pump were real-world issues for average Americans. The border and the economy were winning issues for Trump and the Republicans. I hate to bring this up, but when you think about America as a whole, there is a possibility that gender and race were factors in Kamala Harris's loss. We can talk about how evolved we all are. We can talk about how much we don't judge based on race or gender. But the truth is that many Americans are not that evolved. Many Americans still may have a hard time with a woman, especially a woman of color, in the White House. As a patriotic American, I find that really sad. But I think it's a reality we can't ignore. And I think it's going to take younger generations coming up and gaining control before that changes. In spite of all the ridiculous things that Donald Trump said and did on the campaign trail, he still represented the best hope for enough Americans to make him the winner last night. I talked about how absurd it was that Trump might declare victory early. He didn't do that. But I also talked about how ridiculous it was for Trump to declare the election was rigged and there was voter fraud before the election happened. Because I said, what if he wins? I mean, should we think that the election was rigged? Should we think that there was voter fraud like Trump said? You know, what this proves is that Donald Trump just said anything he wanted to say. He said things that were not based on the truth. He's not talking about the election being rigged now. He's not talking about voter fraud, but he was yesterday and the day before yesterday and the day before that. Donald Trump also made many promises during the campaign. He promised to end inflation immediately. He promised to close the border immediately. And I think that it's unrealistic to think that these and other promises are going to be fulfilled immediately. But Americans want instant gratification. And Americans believe candidates. And the idea that he's going to do this immediately. Yes, I'm voting for Trump because he's going to do this immediately. Nice campaign promises, but not that easy to manifest. Many of the things that Trump talked about during the campaign should create a sense of uneasiness within America. The idea that Trump will retaliate against those who disagreed with his opinions and his campaign. And the suggestion of using the military against the enemy from within. And Donald Trump was specific about names that he considered the enemy from within. Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Liz Cheney were a few names he mentioned. As I wrote in one of my blogs during the campaign, American politicians and American citizens who do not threaten the United States should never, ever be considered the enemy from within just because they disagree with somebody. Citizens have a right to disagree, even passionately disagree. And anybody who is running for office needs to realize that this disagreement is part of America. But disagreement is not worthy of being labeled the enemy from within. Will Donald Trump execute his promise to retaliate against his definition of the enemy from within? I hope not, but I don't think he's going to be able to get away with it, because we do have three branches of government that I hope will come into play here. And if he does try that, and I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that he won't, but if he does try that, we will retaliate with our words. Will Donald Trump and his allies manifest the controversial Project 2025? The project was written for the moment Donald Trump became president, and that moment is here. Will abortion rights totally disappear? Will pornography be outlawed? Will the fundamental structure of federal government change and become all Trump-serving government, even the DOJ and the FBI? These are serious questions, and I believe we will begin to see Project 2025 become reality as soon as Trump is inaugurated in January of 2025. A lot of people said, oh, he's not part of that. Well, we'll see. And if he is part of it, what will you say then? If we do start to see Project 2025 become part of American government, it is a manifesto that fundamentally changes our government and almost sets up the idea of an autocratic president. So I wonder how Trump supporters will respond to that. Because under Project 2025, you may be losing some rights that you thought you'd never lose. But the election is finally over, and there is no controversy over who won. And I accept the result, and we all should. So let's try to unite in a way that reflects the image of our founding fathers and the image that they had of this country. Let's try to unite in that way. There are differences, but let's try to unite. That will not only be good, it would be great for America. The problem is uniting is not going to be easy for some people. because a lot of people enjoyed the divide. They enjoyed the competition. They actually enjoyed the hate. But it's time to put the stressful and damaging debate behind us and start thinking and acting like the United States of America. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. A lot to talk about today. We're going to get to some of your texts and some of your phone calls coming up. And if you have been on hold, we appreciate that. And just hang on. On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, on this day in 1970, there was a newly formed band. They'd just gotten together. They're from the Boston area. They'd just gotten together, and they played their very first gig at a high school. On this day in 1970, that band was Aerosmith. And within 2 years, they had their self-titled debut album. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's the day after the election. We are live from Bonneville Bank. The grand opening ribbon-cutting ceremony going on today at 2000 Belchase Highway in Greta. And we'll be right back on WWL.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
So we've had money on our mind all afternoon here. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we are live from Bonvenue Bank. They've been around Louisiana for a long time. New name change, a new innovative attitude. And Jason Smith is the president and CEO of Bonvenue Bank. Thank you for having us out here. You guys have been awesome, Jason.
Oh, you guys have been great to be here. We've had a lot of good folks come out, a lot of good turnout. I was can't say that I was surprised, but just a lot of good folks come wishing us well and watching us cut that ribbon.
So is this a dream come true for you? You're president and CEO of a bank.
You know, we have a lot of dreams when we're presidents of banks, but to come down here to have the reception that we've had from the greater New Orleans area, and then now to have this opportunity to open up on the West Bank, it really is. Our goal is to be Louisiana's community bank, and this is just the next step in that mission.
But when you were a kid, did you have fantasies about ledgers? And, is this something you wanted to do when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, I was probably like everybody else. I wanted to be a professional athlete or a coach, so that was about it. But, banking has been a great opportunity for me. I've been with the company for over 30 years, and our vision and mission to like I said, be Louisiana Community Bank has really been a passion of mine for the last 7, 8, 10 years.
So, Jason, this afternoon I've been talking a lot about Bonvenue Bank, and that, people have been with their bank for a long time. And even if you just have a checking account, savings account, or businesses that have been with the same bank for a long time, sometimes banks take you for granted. And I've been inviting people to check out Bonvenue Bank because it seems like with this name change, you have a really positive, passionate new attitude toward serving the community and toward new customers and new businesses coming along.
You couldn't be more correct with that idea. We realized some time ago that we can only be as successful as the communities that we serve. And so our desire is to get people excited about the community, get people excited about the better we do, the better we can reinvest in the community, and then that makes the community that much better. So if you're passionate about the success of your community and you're looking for somebody that's just as passionate as you are, then Bonvenue Bank's the place for you.
So, Jason, give me an example. We hear the term community banking. Give me an example of community banking.
Community banking is not having to call 1-800-WHO-CARES. And we joke about that some, but all of our bankers, whether it's here on the West Bank or at on Veterans Boulevard, we're here to work with you, because the time that you realize you need a bank is when something didn't go exactly right. When everything's rocking along and you don't have any problems, and it really doesn't matter if you don't have to call 1-800-WHO-CARES. But for us to be able to come in, sit across the desk from someone, explain what the challenge is, explain what the opportunity is, and then have our bankers fill that gap is what community banking is all about.
Because there's a lot of competition out there. You know, there's the big giant banks, and then there are smaller banks as well. And I think one of the things that you really can do is provide that sense of linking with the community. And, as somebody who deals with a bank, I don't know that I get a special attention from my bank right now. And, this might be a good bank for me and a lot of other people who just have a checking and savings account.
Well, we've got your signature cards ready, so I'm going to get off the air. We'll be glad to go ahead and get you signed up. But I use Gretna Fest as an example. Terry Tucker is one of our bankers, and she's been so involved in Gretna Fest and sustaining it. And that's exactly where we fit in, because that's just one of many important things that are going on in this community that we can be a part of, that we can make better, and it's that rising tide lifting all boat mentality.
A few years ago, I was talking earlier about some of the banks that, you know, you never thought these banks would fall apart, but they did. So tell us about Bonvenue Bank. You pay attention to the things that they were not paying attention to.
Look, we've been here 40 years, and we have seen our set of struggles in the economy. We've seen highs, we've seen lows, and we always approach our approach to banking has always been let's be conservative. We want to be helpful. We want to be an integral part of the community, but there's just risk out there that we don't necessarily need to take, and so we try to steer clear of those. So in 40 years, you know we've had some of those economic challenges, but we're always mindful of doing the right things right in the right way, and then that'll pay off over time.
Let's say there's somebody out there with an idea for a business. Would you encourage them to come talk to you?
Absolutely. I think your banker, if you don't have a banker, come and sit down and just flesh the idea out. We want to hear what your passion is. There's all sorts of opportunities, whether it's direct lending or SBA lending. There's all sorts of opportunities to get businesses off the ground. And we've heard an awful lot that small business is what drives the economy, and that's true in Louisiana. It's true across the state. And so anytime somebody has an idea that they want to run through and get an idea about what's the best next step, then their banker or their Bonvenue banker is a great place to come.
And Jason, you would have information about small banking loans and things?
Oh, absolutely. We've got Shane Purvis is a Small Business Administration lending specialist that we have, and he does an awful lot of work consulting with. And, you know, some of the best applications that come around never get made, because we don't want to put somebody in a position to fail. We want them to be set up to have the best opportunity possible to succeed. And if they're not ready, then we want to help them get to that conclusion that they're not ready. But if they are, then we want to get in behind them, and we want to help them work their dream and see it through to success.
I wish you the best of luck, and thank you for having us be part of this ribbon-cutting grand opening ceremony of the new Bonvenue Bank at Belchase Highway in Gretna. This is a great new addition here, and you have locations in Mandeville and Baton Rouge and Metairie. And, it's fun for me to see the excitement of this new bank, and I hope I can translate this to our listeners that, you know, if you've got a checking account or savings account, if you've got a small business, you know, this might be a great opportunity for you to, you know, consider opening up an account with a new bank that's going to treat you with maybe some new ideas and with service that you're not getting from your current bank.
And my request of them, if they have a need, if they just give us a chance, we'll earn their business and make them proud.
I like hearing that. All right, Jason Smith is President and CEO of Bonvenue Bank. Thank you for having us out here.
Hey, thank you all very much.
Okay.
Have a great rest of your day.
All right, I'm Scoot on the air. We continue to react to the election. Let's go to Billy Uptown. Billy, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Scoot. I hope the bank does great. They sound like a good group of people, but I want to get back a little to the election also.
Sure.
One of the things that you just brought up, I've been going around and listening to a few commentators today, and you just a few minutes ago brought up racism and the fact that Kamala was a woman. That had nothing to do with this election. Did you see the number of people that were involved, man? I listened to you for maybe a year and a half tell me almost every day that the base could not get him elected. And the base did get him elected. There were obviously a lot more to his base than you thought there were. Today the stock market's up 1,500 points. That certainly didn't have anything to do with Biden. You haven't commented on that, but you've continued most of the day when you weren't talking about the bank to bash Trump. And I just think that's crazy. The Democrats did not get out for the vote. I was afraid that the base and the Trumpsters were not going to get out, but I was wrong. They all got out, and that's what happened. The Democrats did not. And
yeah, well, Billy, I'm really glad that we gave you a chance to express your opinion. But I have not been bashing Trump this afternoon, and I'm sorry that you're in some way so bitter that I told you so. You have that mentality, but I have not been bashing Trump at all this afternoon, and all I've done is talk about accepting the voice of the people. I was accurate when I said Trump's base is not big enough to elect him. You're wrong in thinking that his base turned out. His base turned out, but it was not just his base. It was a lot of other people. And in our conversation, you just talked about how Democrats did not get out and vote. And maybe some of them didn't. But you also distinguished between his base and Republicans who voted. So you contradicted yourself. Now, Donald Trump's base is not big enough to elect him. Donald Trump needed other people, and other people voted for him. And I talked about the Latino vote, I talked about the African-American vote, and I talked about the youth vote. And those were three powerful groups that helped elect him. The numbers of MAGAites in America are not big enough to elect him, and that still stands. But a lot of other people voted for Trump, and there were a lot of reasons. And I did not blame Kamala Harris for losing because she is a black female or a female of color. What I said was, I can't help but bring that up as a possibility because I know America in general. I've been in this country a long damn time since my inception, and I pay attention. I've been doing radio for a long time, and I pay attention. And there are people in this country who are racist. There are people in this country who are sexist, and they'll never admit it, but they can't see a woman, particularly a woman of color, being in the White House. And there were people who disagreed with Obama because of his policies. There were people who disagreed with Obama because he was an African-American, half white, half African-American. I get it. So I'm glad we gave you a chance to talk, but that doesn't mean you were right. And I have not been bashing Trump this afternoon, and I don't want to allow you to give anybody that impression. Gregory's in Metairie. Gregory, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Thank you. Thank you for being so good today. I got to give you credit. You have not bashed Trump one time. I've been listening to the first minute of the show. You haven't done that.
Thanks.
I would like to say that a lot of people I didn't expect to voted, and while I'm happy that my vote counted, I'm going to be like you. I'm going to give them not only 100 days, I'm going to give them like the first year, maybe 2 years, because, you know, the last year and a half of his presidency, he's a lame duck, and he has to perform. He has to prove to the American people that he deserved all of our votes. I'm sorry that I voted for Trump. I know you're going to hate me for that, but that's okay.
I don't hate you for that. And I constantly said during the whole campaign that I never told anybody not to vote for Trump.
I know
ever.
That's good. I know that's good. Come on, man. I was just kind of kidding on that one.
All right. Okay.
But
I don't hate you,
you
for
know,
I hate you for
one
other
bombastic
things.
Guy to another
I hate you for other I hate
guy.
You for, I hate you for other stuff, Gregory, but not for that. No, I'm kidding.
You do?
No, I'm kidding. I don't hate you.
Okay. I was just going to say, from one bombastic guy, like you claim I'm bombastic sometimes, I'm glad the bombastic guy won. And I think it's really commendable for you to have the attitude you've had all day. I mean, it's just incredible. And you've had some wacko callers that are, you know, that are like, I would never be that caller. I mean, I've been a participant in your show for years now. I mean, I don't know how many years it's been. I think this is my 350th call. I should get like some kind of like.
Really? There should be some kind of like golden microphone there, golden phone that you get. Well, Gregory, I appreciate
it. Yeah.
Like, I appreciate your comments, and I appreciate you setting the record straight that I have not bashed Trump. And when a caller like Billy calls in, I'm not going to let them get away with saying something that's not true. But there are people who are, for whatever reason, bitter and angry, and they don't really listen. They don't want to hear answers. They don't want to hear a conversation. They've already predetermined how they feel about something, and nothing is going to change their mind. And I have been very very open this afternoon. I am a patriotic American. I accept that America spoke. I accept the results of the election. And now it's my job in the media to be honest about Trump. And if, for example, Trump blunders in some way, it's fair to talk about that. in the same way that if Kamala Harris won, people would talk about that. So, you know, this is all that we do in America. We, you know, we talk about politics. It's part of the game of politics. So, yeah, we'll see what Trump does. And I will give him the benefit of the doubt. And no, I'm not going to hold him to 100 days. But I'll also caution you that Donald Trump is not going to be able to do things as immediately as he implied during the campaign. There might be a few things he can do immediately, but that border is not going to be cleared up immediately. I mean, don't get any false impressions about that. Illegal immigrants are going to be a problem for a very, very long time. Is the deportation going to be bloody? Donald Trump suggested it might be. I mean, I hope it's not. And I'm going to disagree with some of the people he wants to deport. But this is America. We're entitled to our opinions. But I accept the results of the election. All right. If you have a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. And as I said all along during the campaign, no matter who wins, we as a nation are going to survive this. I'm Scoot on the air on WWL. Hey, you know, it might not be that easy, but, you know, I'm going to continue to pull for a unity right now after the election. I'm glad it's over. I'm glad the election was convincing enough to where there's no contesting the election. As far as we know, it was a fair and free election, and we knew it was going to be, regardless of what Trump said before the election. We knew it was going to be a fair election, and indeed it was. And Trump won. He won by a convincing margin, and Trump is the president of the United States, and I congratulate him, and I accept that. And we will continue to follow Trump and talk about all of the issues over the next 4 years. I'm Scoot on the air. Coming up, going into this break, I'm going to play the song that was the first release from Michael Jackson's Thriller album. On this day in 1982, the first single was released from Thriller. Do you remember what the first release was? You know, when I first was asked this, I got it wrong. And so we're going to play that song going into the first break. I think you might be surprised. All right, let's go to Charles on the West Bank. Charles, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoots, how are you? Thank you for answering me.
Sure, Charles.
Picking me up. Listen, I just want to say a couple things. You're right. Okay. I think it's a free and fair election. It isn't the person that I wanted to win, but it is free and fair, and I'm grateful for that. But I want to say this. I just kind of want you to tell me, what do you think is happening in this country? If Kamala Harris had 34 convictions, she was convicted and by a 12-member panel that she owed somebody $5 million for molesting them, and that she said all kinds of things about Donald Trump, that he was a B, he was a H, he was dumb, he was stupid, and all these things, and that the media was absolutely just criminal. They wasn't even saying the right things, and they were really wrong, and so on and so forth, and that he had this list of people that he wanted to go after, she wanted to go after, and so on and so forth. Do you think, not only did she lose now, I know she lost fair, but do you think she would even have a chance to even become a person that would run for president of the United States of America?
No.
I think when
those things happened to Donald Trump, this was, you know, later in our life with Donald Trump. These things happened later in our relationship with Donald Trump as a country. Most people, not all, but most people had already invested in him. They'd already anointed him. They'd already come down so much in favor of Donald Trump that they didn't want to be wrong. And they let those things go because they didn't want to admit that they were wrong about him in any way. So they pushed all those kinds of things aside, all the things that he did, all the things that happened. They let all of that go because they wanted to continue to believe that they were right. And a lot of people don't want to admit to themselves that they made a mistake or that they're wrong about anything. Then there are people who just generally love him to the point where those things didn't matter, but if it was somebody else, those things would have mattered. I think there were some African-American men who could relate to the prosecution of Donald Trump, which he said was unfair, because they feel like, as a community, they have been unfairly prosecuted. So I think there's a lot going on, and I think over the next couple of months on this show, we will sort of analyze where America is and talk more about that. Because, you know, I'm not totally sure I understand where America is, but I think over the next couple of months, as we talk about this, it's going to be more obvious what statement was made by the victory of Donald Trump. And it was clearly a statement in lieu of all of those things, all of those unorthodox things that happened. Let's go to Egan with a couple of your quick text messages.
Yeah, I'll try and close out quick. Here's one that just says, congratulations to the WWL staff that handled the election on the radio last night. Great job. Now, why did Trump win? The economy first, and next, national security and crime. That's my take on it.
Yeah, I think the economy was a big deal. I think even bigger than that was the border. Joe Biden failed with the border, and Kamala Harris did not divorce herself from Joe Biden, and she seemed weak in that way, and so she owned everything that Joe Biden did, and that was one of her big failures. And that was a campaign issue that the Democrats gave to the Republicans.
Here's a text that says, can't it be that she didn't get elected because she's in no way qualified, and not enough people, even Democrats, thought that we'd be better off? She had no plan for the country to correct the state that we're in.
Well, Donald Trump was a businessman when he was elected. Was he really qualified? I mean, he talked about plans, but, did he really have plans? So I don't know that's the reason, but she did appear weak on the campaign trail and refused to answer questions. And so that's a lot of what happened with Donald Trump winning. But Donald Trump deserves credit for the victory.
I would say there's two things about this that stand out to me. Like, A, yes, I think it's hard to disagree that Kamala Harris didn't have enough policy prescriptions that stood out that she could point to and that the media could cover and that voters could connect with. You have to also consider the vast right-wing noise machine that is designed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to bury that message, whatever it is. And this is where the complicity and the ineptitude of legacy media, your big CNN, ABC, CBS, it must be said, they can't help themselves with that. They're not there to do that for Kamala Harris, so they're kind of sitting on their hands in that regard. And that's why people have no idea what she stands for, because there's people shouting in your face that she doesn't stand for anything, and the people that know better have no agency in the matter. And I'll leave you with this one.
And
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. We're pretty short here, so I go fast. This one just says, you know, Kamala Harris still has a shot at being president, at least for a little while. Joe Biden can resign, and she'll make history as the first female United States president.
Wow. You know, it would be interesting if that happened. I don't really see that happening. All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show. All right, here is the first single that was released from the Thriller album. It happened on this day in 1982. Remember this song? Michael Jackson did it with Paul McCartney. I thought Billie Jean would have been the first release from the album Thriller, but it was actually this song, This Girl Is Mine, Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Remember this? You know, personally, this was one of the weaker songs, in my opinion, on the album. But, doing something with Paul McCartney was kind of cool. So, again, first release from Thriller was This Girl Is Mine. We'll be right back. We will dedicate this song to all of the Trump supporters who have to be really, really happy today. I don't know if we're going to get to the best part of this because we're kind of running out of time, but this is a Celebrate by Three Dog Night. All right, I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director and brand manager, senior producer, Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, location tech, Luke Augusta, news anchor, Chris Miller, traffic with Joe Cardosi. I want to thank everybody with Bonvenue Bank. They have just been incredible. And as always, I thank you for being part of the show. Sports Talk is next. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.